from KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. In for Rachel Miro, I'm Penny Nelson. A plan to spend more than $7 billion on water projects across California is on its way to the November ballot. As the California Report's Sacramento Bureau Chief Scott Detrow explains, a water bond passed Wednesday night with near unanimous support from lawmakers and Governor Jerry Brown.
There it is. It was the type of site that's becoming an endangered species in politics these days. Republicans and Democrats celebrating a bipartisan accomplishment. Governor Jerry Brown beamed as he signed the proposal to spend billions on a wide range of projects aimed at making water resources more reliable and available.
We've got a real water bond, and we've got Democrats and Republicans that are more unified than I've ever seen probably in my life.
But that bipartisan spirit had been late to arrive to the bond negotiations. The measure needed two-thirds support in each house to pass, which means Republicans had a rare moment of leverage. And they drove a hard bargain, demanding that $3 billion go to new reservoirs and other so-called water storage projects. In the end, Republicans settled for a little bit less. State Senator Andy Vidak of Hanford says it should be enough to build two new reservoirs.
The storage is still 90% of what we had before, and that's very important, and hopefully it's just enough to get both projects done.
The bond would spend about $90 million on habitat restoration projects in the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta. That's much less than previous versions of the bond. Opponents of Brown's plan to build two water tunnels in the Delta had worried a big investment there could pave the way for the tunnel's eventual approval. Leaders are confident voters will approve the bond. For one thing, it's billions of dollars smaller than the 2009 version that has now been removed from the ballot. And as Senate President Pro Tem Daryl Steinberg points out, California's historic drought has everyone paying attention.
There's no better time, and there's certainly no time to say, let's do this another time. The time is now.
The bond will appear on the November ballot as Proposition 1. For the California Report, I'm Scott Detrow in Sacramento.
For the fourth summer in a row, Cisco is trimming its workforce. The Silicon Valley tech company plans to cut 8% of its employees, that's 6,000 jobs, while sending billions of dollars back to investors and showing record profits. In a move to protect its workers, Apple is banning the use of two potentially harmful chemicals used in producing iPhones and iPads. The Cupertino company will no longer use benzene and n-hexane during the final assembly process. And UCLA is the latest addition to a nationwide list of some 75 schools embroiled in a Title IX sexual misconduct investigation by the U.S. Department of Education. UC Berkeley, USC, Occidental, and the Butte Glen Community College District are the other California institutions under review. Summer bridge programs are a popular way to get high school kids ready for college. Lots of colleges offer them now, and educators say telling teens what to expect smooths out what could be a very rocky transition. But what about the other rocky transition, from middle school to high school? KPCC's Adolfo Guzman-Lopez reports some high schools have started their own bridge programs for incoming ninth graders.
Angst about the first day of high school is as old as high school. You go from a big shot in middle school to the very bottom of the totem pole. Here's two kids telling Adam Sandler what he can expect in the movie Billy Madison.
Wait till they start with the wedgies.
Yeah, you ought to start cutting your underwear before you get to school, so it rips easier.
Okay, that's in movie land. What about in real life?
My name's Eric Jones, and I'm in the ninth grade.
My name is Michael Vasquez. I'm in the ninth grade.
Eric's a stocky African-American kid who wants to be a mixed martial arts fighter. Michael is a skinny Mexican-American who dreams of competitive swimming. They just met at their new high school, but not at the first day of school. Their South L.A. Charter School, Health Services Academy, offers a one-week program over the summer to get ninth graders ready for high school. During lunch break, under the blazing sun, Eric and Michael did one of those two-part handshakes and started talking.
We go a few classes together, and I just wanted to know how he would been.
Both boys said they were nervous about their new school, making new friends, and avoiding the bad kids. Principal Carla McCullough says the Bridge program lays out their new school's higher expectations.
In middle school right now, we do have social promotion, which means they don't necessarily have to have A's, B's, and C's, and they'll just go from grade to grade. And in high school, it's not like that. Every day counts, every grade matters, every class matters.
McCullough says most incoming freshmen go to the classes, which are held in July and last 4 hours each day. Classes include Life Map, where students share details of important events in their lives, and Blended Learning, where students learn how to use email accounts for schoolwork. McCullough hurries off after nutrition break to teach the college readiness class. Cal State LA education professor Rebecca Joseph says more high schools in low-income neighborhoods, where dropouts are a big problem, should help kids with a transition.
So if you can, during the Summer Bridge program, explain to a kid what an A means, what a B means, and what a C means, you don't have to have this conversation within other communities, because it's just assumed that the parents are talking about this at the dinner table.
Health Services Academy is part of a 26-school chain called Alliance for College-Ready Public Schools. The group boasts that 95% of its graduates go to college. Tara DeBoer coordinates the Bridge program for Health Services Academy, and she says ninth grade Bridge has a lot to do with it.
The students that take Summer Bridge, they are on top of doing their homework right away. They are attending every day. They're asking questions and participating in class because they already feel comfortable with their peers and they've already started building relationships.
The Alliance schools have been doing it for 10 years. Administrators say it costs $92,000 to run the program at Health Services High School, which focuses on helping prepare kids for careers in clinics, hospitals, and health centers. About a dozen high schools in LA Unified are trying their own Bridge programs, but they're not common in public schools. Education researcher Thomas Parrish says even schools that don't have $92,000 laying around can help incoming ninth graders with the transition.
They might simply bring the middle schools to the high school even for a day and give them a free lunch and show them around, so much less than a Bridge program, but still something to kind of say, here's where you're going, here's what it's going to look like, here are the kind of people you're going to meet.
And maybe, just maybe, students would worry less about wedgies and what to wear on the first day of high school and concentrate more on acing school. For the California Report, I'm Adolfo Guzman Lopez in Los Angeles.
And that's the California Report for Thursday, August 14th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Penny Nelson. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. URS, a global engineering and construction firm headquartered in San Francisco, providing engineering, construction, and technical support to public agencies and private companies. URS.com. And the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995.